Mezhirich. Two towns with the same name of Mezhirich belong to the Princes of Ostrov. The town of Mezhirich-Koretsky, which got its name from the neighboring Korets, was of no particular significance to the princes despite Konstantin Ivanovich used the town as his residence in the late 15th century. Mezhirich, which was located near Ostrov, did not get the prince's attention for a long time as well, although they acquired this village in the 14th century. Only at the beginning of the 16th century, the Grand Hetman of Lithuania, Konstantin Ivanovich Ostrovsky, commenced its construction and development. The first stone was laid in the foundation of the Trinity Church. The prince built it as a tribute to the victory over the Muscovites in the Battle of Orsha. It was a part of his vow to build temples in Vilnius and Ostrov as a gratitude for the victory over the Moscow voivode. Since the temple additionally performed defensive functions, loopholes in the walls were considered. Prince Janusz Ostrovsky was involved in the development of the town even more. In 1605, he received the privilege of Magdeburg Law and the right to hold trade fairs in Mezhirich. In a few years, the town was fortified with an earthen rampart and bastions. The monastery, which Janusz built for the monks of the Order of St. Francis, was the most fortified. What is more, the prince handed the Orthodox Church over to the monks, and the temple was soon converted into a Catholic church. The monastery had remained Catholic until 1866. Then it passed to the Orthodox community. Next to the monastery, Prince Janusz built a large wooden palace with a kitchen with a banquet hall. However, in 1648, the Cossacks burned down the palace, leaving only a stove with a Renaissance-style upper part of chimney. The miraculous ancestral icon of the Ostrov princess, the Mother of God of Mezhirich, has been preserved and still belongs to the monastery. Grand Hetman Konstantin Ivanovich Ostrovsky commissioned the icon. The icon of the Virgin and the Child was an expression of gratitude for the prince's victory in the Battle of Orsha. Although the icon was painted in Byzantine style, the background got all the hallmarks of the Western European Gothic tradition. In 1779, Pope Benedict XIV authorized the suffragan of Lutsk, Francis Komornitsky, to crown the Virgin of Mezhirich and sent a golden crown for this purpose. Later, in the 19th century, the Russian Empress Maria Alexandrovna bestowed the emeralds for this crown.